brother, I'm your sex kitten, and we are perfect together. By Glovid and Orishley. For Halloween, Dean was turned into a kitten. A freaking kitten. A little grey fluff ball with squashy paws and stupid ears and... Hey, was that a stick of butter someone left out? Oh, ho, ho, was the world made up of fools? Sam! Kevin yelled as Dean stuck his face into the butter dish. There's a cat in the kitchen! Now how did you get down here? Big hands scooped Dean up, pulling him away from the butter. Dean's claw almost held to the metal countertop, but slid off. Kevin was making noises from the other side of the room, over where Sam wasn't scritching behind Dean's ears. It's probably a stray. It probably has fleas, and we don't have anything for it, Kevin said. Wait, no, Dean's pie. You want some pie, kitty? Careful, Sam warned, stroking Dean's fur out of his face. Dean licked butter off his own nose and then started purring. Really loudly and against his will. Dean was saving that, Sam said, and I don't think kittens count as good enough reason for it not to be here when he gets back from... Sam, for reasons not immediately clear to Dean, stopped stroking and made a big gesture at the bunker door. Outside. Kevin plucked Dean out of Sam's hands, giving him a dark look. One kitten. You know, Dean said you were a dog person. He dropped Dean next to the pie tin. Sam, the traitor, only moved a perfunctory hand to stop this apparently unknown kitten from taking Dean's slice of strawberry rhubarb. When Dean scaled his hand and did a rolling somersault toward the plate, Sam did nothing to stop him. Dean glared up at Sam and then applied himself to the pie with gusto. It took a quarter of an hour. He tuned out Sam and Kevin's arguing while he licked the plate clean, out of spite. After which, Sam scooped him up and Dean, warm and enclosed nearly completely by just two hands, tried and failed to hold on to his sense of dignity, even when Sam brought both of them into Dean's room to sleep that night instead of his own. Sam's hands were just so comfortable, and Dean felt tired and safe and kind of put out that Sam was just going to take in any suspicious animal. Although he wasn't surprised, because Sam had always been a soft touch when it came to strays. Sam turned off the light, stretched out, and didn't lie awake all night worrying over Dean's apparent vanishing into thin air. Fine. But later, Dean woke up from an accidental catnap, Sam rolling in his sleep. His now actually giant brother was going to crush him, and then Dean would never be able to turn back into a human and make fun of Sam for it. Sam made a sad noise, and Dean walked up to his face. He was frowning in his sleep. Maybe a nightmare. Dean tried for what felt like the billionth time that day to talk, but all that came out was some squeaking and a chest rumble. Sam stilled. Dean? Dean gave an offended yowl. Sam blindly reached out a hand and patted Dean twice, flattening him onto the mattress. He won't be happy when he gets back and finds cat hair all over his bed. Dean didn't expect to fall asleep again, but when he awoke, he found himself alone. He rolled onto his back in the dip Sam's huge ass had left behind in the memory foam. A small part of Dean wondered whether Sam hadn't magically turned into a frog or a duck or something in the middle of the night, and wandered out and gotten lost. It was highly unlikely there was more than one curse going around, but just in case it was catching, Dean thought he should really go and try to track him down. To that end, he grappled his way out of the sheets and sprung from the edge of the bed, then hurtled down the hallway to the library. He stuck his head around the door. Human-shaped Sam was sitting at the table with Kevin and Charlie, all of them staring at the one empty chair on the other side of it. Then, Charlie put her feet up on it. Dean came inside, relief sending him in at a quick trot. Now he was just kind of annoyed again. There was already a dish of cream on the table, which was more than any of them appeared to have done to find him, despite how it had been over 24 hours now, which always, always meant trouble. "Good morning," Charlie said to him. He graciously allowed her to pick him off the floor and deposit him next to the dish, and then said to Sam, "Didn't he just say he was headed out for the gas station?"
"Yeah," said Sam.
"That's a long time. Do you think he's..."
"He'll be back," Sam said, checking his phone.
He clicked Dean's name, started a text, then deleted it.
Dean rolled his eyes. Way cuter as a kitten, by the way. Which Sam would realize, too, if he started paying attention. Dean was sure Sam could work it out if he tried hard enough. He yawned and wiggled his nose at his brother.
"How many hours sleep did you get?"
"Maybe you should sleep," Charlie said, and for a second Dean thought she was talking to him. But Sam answered,
"A few."
"He came back in here at 2, Kevin said.
"Sam?"
Sam gave Charlie a frayed sort of smile and reached over to pick Dean up off the table, holding him under his belly. Dean was still hanging there, all splayed-legged in the air, scrambling to hold on for dear life, while Sam downed the coffee in his other hand. Sam finally deposited him into his palm and looked at him glumly, ignoring the way Dean hissed, free hand behind Dean's head. The way Sam pet him absently was horrifying and perfect. Fine. So this was a bit beyond their usual remit.
"She's adorable," Sam said.
Dean would not stand for this. He bared his teeth and tried to get away as Sam settled Dean into his lap, holding him there. Above him, Sam sighed and stared at his computer. Dean picked at his jeans leg and then dug his claws in hard. Sam barely noticed, just bit him a few times. Dean bit the end of Sam's flannel shirt and tugged when Sam let him up a little. Dean jumped on his crotch once, twice, before curling angrily to bite his own tail.
Charlie said, "Aw, Sam, she's a munchkin cat, look."
Sam took the iPad from her. "God, these things are so ugly." "Yeah, that's totally what she is." Dean gave up. Which was when he found himself suddenly straddling Sam, buck naked, Sam's hand on his back. "Oh, God," said Sam.
"Well, looked like the curse wore off," Dean said.
"I'm too young for this," Kevin shouted and threw himself behind the table. Charlie said, "Come on, Kevin, this is something no mortal eye should see." She led Kevin gently to the door and not so gently closed it behind them. Sam and Dean, who had both died at least twice in the last year, kept their eyes on each other. "I was a boy cat," Dean said. "Totally a dude." He rocked illustratively. Sam stilled him, looking pained, but it was with a hand on his ass, so it didn't do much. "I should have known," Sam said. "You were a total glutton. You rubbed up all over anyone any chance you got. Ate all the dessert we had in here." Dean smirked. "Glad I'm not a cat any more, then?" Sam was. He showed him, right then and there, and on the map table, too.
"You just blew me on the Bermuda Triangle," Dean said.
It had always been a dream of his. Sam grinned like a cat who got the cream.